I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She says putting family before career is needed, and she said Shep from Southern Charms chlamydia can be treated. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dr. Jackie and Dr. Evan Lee now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two medical professionals here to administer an urgent dose of hot tea. Please welcome my guests from Married to Medicine, paging Dr. Jackie Walters and paging Dr. Heavenly Kimes. Did you get your throat? Oh, okay, very good. You two did not coordinate this.
We did not.
No.
Wow. I just saw her tonight.
Wow. Well, you look great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, behind the bar in honor of Buffy's tax season party and someone you'd let audit your assets, model Danny Bokicchio, dressed as a sexy accountant. Wow. Sexy accountant. You know what? We couldn't find a sexy accountant, so we hired a model to play one.
Okay.
There you go. Tweet us your pictures of your sexy accountant, by the way. Maybe we'll show them later. I'm excited about the new theme song.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Very good. Contessa has been struggling with her decision to go back to school and the impact it's having on her family. Dr. Jackie, I want to get your thoughts after we watch this. Take a look.
Scott and I had a conversation. He kind of insinuated that I have abandoned the family.
These kids ain't supposed to be with him.
You signed up to be a wife.
How do you feel about mommy being in Nashville?
Sad. Because you have to leave us.
Stay with us because sometimes I forget about you. I'm telling the truth.
If the roles were reversed, I would support you. I'm ride or die, and you're not.
No, I'm ride or die, but I really don't believe in disrupting my kids' schedule or my schedule.
Thoughts?
I think going back to school is great for the family.
You do?
I do.
You're not into it.
Me and my husband actually had the conversation. If the kids didn't want me to go, I would not go.
Got it.
Right.
Well, tonight the ladies of Married to Medicine were forced to be thrifty. Here are their budget-friendly outfits. Check out these looks and then head to WWHL.tv for our first poll of the night to tell us whose outfit looked the most expensive. Buffy, Heavenly, Jackie, Mariah, Quad, Simone, or Toya. Whose outfit looked the most expensive of everyone, would you say?
I thought Quad.
You thought Quad's did?
For sure.
And what about you?
Quad.
Oh, really? Okay. You wanted to say your own, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, I know. I could tell. I thought you were going to say your own, actually. Yeah. That was hard for you. Well, it looks like the audience is going between you and Quad, but it looks like Quad gets that. Very good. We are so excited that Watch What Happens Live has been nominated for a People's Choice Award for the Nighttime Talk Show of 2019. You can vote for us up to 25 times every day. Head on over to votewhl.com to vote. Your questions for Dr. Jackie and Dr. Heavenly are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight I'm married to medicine. Toya was enjoying Buffy's tax party until Jocelyn suddenly got in her business. Watch.
I call it being a mother. I don't think it's a job.
Okay, but being a mother is a full-time job.
I don't think so.
But, you know, we're going to keep letting you living it up, not paying your taxes.
At the end of the day, what me and my husband went through was an amazing blessing, and it put us in a great place.
That's right.
Maybe one day you'll get there, too.
Come on, let's go to the bathroom, babe.
Go ahead and take her 3 pairs to the bathroom so she can change that outfit.
I can't control people. We have free will.
None of my friends would ever do that to you. Ever.
I owe you a spa day. How about that?
Well, what happened? Just cuss me out.
We'll deal with that. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I've never been invited to a party where I've been asked to dress like cheap and then turn around and treat it like
All right, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV. I want to know, are you surprised Toya kept her cool? Yes or no? I was surprised. I was very happy with that.
I was very surprised.
That was good,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you got to keep your cool with Jocelyn. You don't go toe-to-toe with Jocelyn.
Really? Would you have kept your cool if she came at you that
way? I wouldn't have said anything.
Really?
I would have smiled and kept my cool, yes.
Really? Okay, you guys are surprised too. Second, on part three of the Potomac reunion tonight, Michael tried to put the sexual assault allegations against him to rest. But here's what. The group felt that there may be more to the story. I got roped in. Take a look.
What you all did, should all be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, that's a lie.
I believe my eyes, okay? Hello.
That's a lie. The incident was bumping this cameraman. It was not a charge. It was a claim by an individual.
They were walking out in transit. It happens, he bumps him, and the guy says, don't do that. Michael says, no problem.
What about the night at LT? I was called and questioned because that same cameraman, he said you grabbed his ass then.
I saw what happened with you and Andrew. Producers have told us that you have done that to them.
That's not true.
I mean, I was told the same thing, that same night that Michael grabbed Andrew's butt, he also went around and grabbed their butt.
It's somewhat of a culture thing. Like, it's very hard to be friends with people in this country.
I saw you.
Good.
So,
good on you.
In a different situation.
Someone else's.
Someone else's. So you grab Andy's butt.
No. Wow, that took a turn I didn't expect.
Well, let's clear it up.
Me. That was me. And you know what's so funny? It was at the end of the reunion a few years before, and I had just totally forgotten, frankly. And then someone at Bravo reminded me that the next day I said, wow, Michael, you know, squeezed my butt. But he, you know, said that that's a way that he is just friendly with other guys. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, Quincella from South Carolina is on the line. What's your question?
Hello, ladies. I love you guys very much. My question is, do you guys know why Buffy did not support Toya?
Oh yeah, she let Jocelyn kind of go in. Why did she not kind of come to her defense at the party?
I mean, they're friends. Buffy and
Jocelyn
are
better friends than she and Toya.
Absolutely.
Right, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Got it. I feel like you want to say something.
I thought it was a setup from the beginning.
You thought it was a setup.
I did. I thought it was a setup. Buffy set up Toya. I felt like maybe they had some words previously. I heard that they may have. And she said the girl. Because she came right in and went straight to Toya. Like,
got it.
Yeah.
Got it. On next week's Married to Medicine, Dr. Heavenly tries to find the source of tension between Toya and Buffy, but she ends up striking a nerve. Here's a sneak peek.
Buffy, what happened? I saw that you got into with the girl. Did you say something to her to provoke her?
You were sitting there. I want you to understand, I can't control grown people. And when she did say that to you, I did defend you.
At the end of the day, when somebody called my husband a bitch,
I didn't call your husband a bitch.
With me,
do you not remember? I was the bitch that defended you when she called your husband a goddamn bitch.
She's not in this shit.
This
between
that,
me and you.
You keep forgetting that I'm Captain Save-A-Toya, and I'm done with it.
All right. All right. By the way, Eva Marcel had a baby. Now, you were meant to deliver the baby. What happened?
I'm here.
Wow.
She just had it? Okay.
By the way, congratulations, yes. Eva. It's a boy named Maverick, right? Yes. And so, who delivered the baby?
My partner.
Your partner delivered the baby, yes. And all went well, and the baby's healthy, and everything's great.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hey, Andy Cohen. I love that little fuzz you got going on for yourself there. Looks good, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you.
Heavenly, you're not the only one with a daddy. I got one, too, and his name's Andy Cohen.
Okay.
Question.
Give it to her.
Okay, Miss Heavenly, question. How do you... Oh, are you and Big Daddy still going at it on the reg? And if so, what's your recommendation for people who have long-term marriage who needs to get that action going on in that room?
Are you and Daddy going at it on the regular? And what's your advice for people to keep,
y'all want the truth? Y'all want the truth? I mean, we have our spurts. Sometimes we get it, and sometimes we have dry spells. So,
yeah, right.
You know.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So what's your advice?
My advice is to try to keep it spicy by cooking and taking care of your man and catering to your man and rubbing on him and speaking to him and talking to him sexy and making sure you just take care of him and make sure he knows he's number one.
It looks like you're giving that advice to Jackie.
Do you feel that she needs to take that advice? Jackie, my friend, I ain't gonna do that. No, no, not yeah, but no.
Andy, I have more sex than Heavenly.
Really?
Bull Swiss. Okay. That ain't true.
Okay, let's go to Channing from Houston. Channing, I hope you come see me and Anderson Cooper. We'll be there in a few weeks. AC2, brand new show. What's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Oh, I didn't even know you guys were coming to Houston. My question is for Doctor.
That's okay.
My question is for the ladies.
Okay.
But actually, Andy, I'm going to look into it, so I'm going to show up.
Thanks. I'll see you there, Channing.
Awesome. My question is for the ladies, and I wanted to know, Dr. Hemley, you look phenomenal tonight. And I wanted to know, when is the last time your husbands talked to Greg, and are they allowed to kind of speak to him in a way?
Okay, do your husbands speak to Quad's ex, Greg?
They still have a relationship with Greg.
They do.
Yes.
And y'all are great about that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Banjo from Atlanta. Hey, Banjo.
Hey, Andy. How you guys doing?
We're great. I love a banjo.
Listen, I have a question for the ladies.
Okay.
How did your husband feel when they saw you all with the naked models, especially after Dr. Heavenly's reaction to the bartenders last year?
Yes.
First of all, our husband didn't see us until
tonight. Okay. And have you...
Right.
And have you heard from either of your husbands since the show aired?
I didn't tell my man. The men told my man, and I just think that the men don't need to know everything. Right. That's all I
know. Okay, well, now, Heavenly, you know that the show's going to air.
Damon don't watch.
Okay, all right.
He ain't on Twitter.
Well, and I told Curtis when I got home.
You told Curtis when you got home.
I didn't tell him the whole naked truth.
Okay. Nina V wants to know what it was like seeing Carrie at Toya's party. Do you miss her being on the show?
It was great seeing Carrie. She, of course, feels like a old friend, and yeah. She is.
I like Carrie. Yeah. Carrie's really nice.
All right. It's game time, everybody. This season, when Mariah told Jackie that she showed her slip, Jackie seemed to have missed the meaning when she had responded, I had on pants. So that got me wondering what other slang may have slipped past my guests. It is time to play Diction or Fiction. We're going to take turns reading phrases and definitions from the Urban Dictionary. We will guess whether they're really on the site or not. Jackie, you go first. Read one, and then we'll say whether we think it's real or not.
When a chocolatey man is so sexy and intoxicating, you feel drunk when he enters the room.
And that's called chocolate sauce. Do we think that's a real thing, chocolate sauce?
I've never heard of that. No, it's fiction.
Okay, I think it's fiction, too.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fiction. Okay, there you go. Okay. All right, Heavenly.
Love Puff. A sonic fart released whilst in bed with your partner that you were hoping he wouldn't smell, but he does.
I think that's real. A love puff.
No.
You think it's fiction? Yeah, a love puff.
No.
Is it real?
It's real.
Okay. Anaconda. A man with such obvious big dick energy, it's clear he's packing below the belt. Anaconda.
Real.
That's real.
That's fake. Okay.
Okay, this is postpone.
Okay.
When someone is running late because of an unscheduled sexual encounter.
Postponed.
Postponed.
I love it. I think that's a good term, and I think it's real.
It sounds right. I've never heard it, but it sounds postponed.
Is it real?
I'm
after the bone. Yes, okay. It's real. All right, Megan, give me one more.
A basic snitch, a girl who immediately rats on her friends out to the rest of the group if the said friend is acting like a basic bitch.
A basic snitch. I think that's real.
That's real.
It's fiction, y'all.
Oh! All right, thanks for playing, lady. Toya tweeted, Dr. Heavenly, the setup is real. You know that woman came for me, but I ain't giving her. Shh. Heavenly, Nikki D emailed, do you think Mariah ever really had receipts on Damon?
They was with Miss Lucy, child, and now he got the worms, child. But
Hannah W. emailed, do
sorry,
either of
Jackie.
You regret any of your comments made on your podcast?
I do regret I didn't say the word allegations.
Okay, let's go to Tiffany from Atlanta. Hey, Tiffany, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you tonight?
Great. What's your question?
My question is for Dr. Jackie. I wanted to know how it made her feel when her husband put restrictions on the renovations, given everything that's happened in the marriage.
I had no feelings at all because I was never going to do that.
You just knew.
Yeah, no.
Right,
no.
Right.
You make your husband feel like he's right.
Okay.
And you know all the time you're not right.
Where you get that from?
Oh, did she get that from you?
Absolutely.
Is that from the Heavenly
yeah.
Book of...
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm reading her new book.
Yes. Yes, right. No, it's fine.
Yeah, good. Okay. Oh, good. You have a galley of her new book.
Yes, yes. I read a portion
okay, good.
Of it. It's wonderful.
I got a galley, too. I cannot wait.
Yes.
I'm very excited. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to, you know I love Madonna, right? Goes Madonna. She observed Rosh Hashanah today by posting this Instagram picture just like 2 hours ago. Captioned Shana Tova, which means Happy New Year. You know, that is so funny. I make the same face every time I see a nice Jewish boy, too. Yeah. Happy New Year to all of you, and especially Madonna. That is a hilarious Rosh Hashanah post. Tonight's Shackle goes to the new dating trend of cockfishing, which is it's a new spin on catfishing where men use wide lens cameras to exaggerate the size of their dicks. Okay, here I thought all this time that cockfishing was done by an elite group of gay fetishists who celebrate Rosh Hashanah by bringing a smoked salmon platter into the bedroom. It's not that, you guys. I want to thank Dr. Jackie, Dr. Evan, and Danny. All right, we're back with the after show, chatting with Dr. Jackie and Dr. Heavenly. Behind the bar, it is Danny Abel. Danny Vecchio. What do you really do in real life?
Real estate.
Oh, yeah, you do real estate.
Yeah.
Wow.
He knows a little bit about tax.
Where?
Douglas Elliman.
No, I mean, like, what part of the city?
Right here, on 5th and 19th.
Okay, great. All right. Let's go to the phones. Jeannie from Philadelphia. Hey, Jeannie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
I'd like to ask both. Good. That's good. I'd like to ask both Dr. Jackie and Dr. Heavenly if they believe that as they've evolved from the first season, are they aware of the empathy and the kindness that they have to each other as opposed to a lot of the other shows?
For the two of us?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, that was God sent because I didn't like her.
And I ain't like her ass either.
Right.
I mean, well, she was so heavenly.
Uh-huh.
And you she know. Was so Jackie. Listen, we went to church together, and I didn't want to sit by. She invited me to sit by, and I just grew to love her. I just did. I mean, and that just shows you when you get to know somebody, you get to learn them, and you can like anybody probably, except some people.
Okay. Well, I mean, you say you can like anybody as though it was such a big task to like Dr. Jackie.
Jackie was a lot initially. Okay. She really was. I mean, she don't like people that are bigger
Heavenly will
than
sniff,
her.
No, she will sniff around to see if she can. She's stronger. And if you stand up to her, oh, there's a fight.
I think that's true with you. I think you look at people and then you say, hey, if they're successful, then, oh, I can. There's a wrong to say I'm sorry. you don't have. Well, let me hush.
All right. Anyway, I'm glad you two are, it's such a love fest now. Let's go to Diamond from Pennsylvania. Hey, Diamond, is your name is, we had a banjo from Atlanta and a Diamond from Pennsylvania.
And a heavy.
Diamond, are you a dancer?
No, I'm not a dancer.
Well, I love your name.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I have a question for Heavenly.
Okay.
Now, Heavenly. What kept you from reading Mariah when she said you look cheap and you look good in cheap clothing?
Well, the interesting thing is I think Mariah is dangerous because she lies all the time. And I think I have something to lose. She has nothing to lose. Just like arguing with you. You just don't argue with people like her.
All right. Let's go to Gregory from Atlanta. Hey, Gregory, what's your question?
I learned it the hard way.
Hey, this is Gregory from Atlanta.
Hey.
My question is, how are you?
Great.
Hey, Dr. Jackie. Hey, Dr. Heavenly.
Hey, Gregory.
My question is, why do y'all think Toya would not allow Buffy to apologize to her? It looked like she was trying to apologize profusely. How is that going to work out?
I don't think she was preventing Buffy. She was just venting that she was very shocked by the fact that Buffy allowed it to happen.
Got it.
I think that people want people to have accountability and say the truth. And I don't think she thought Buffy was telling the truth. I think she thought, just like I did, that Buffy sent the girl for
right.
it. Yes.
All right. It's great to see you both.
Great to
I'm
see
excited.
You.
I'm excited. Is there anything you can tell us about what's coming up in the season?
Oh, well, I'm helping Quad find a man.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And I am working on trying to create a bridge between the big divide, and I'm getting it all on me.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Another lemon party. Squeeze. What's it called? The lemon squeeze?
Lemon squeeze.
Lemon squeeze.
Yes.
All right. It's great to see you both.
Thank you.
Some more of you. Great to see you. For more, click around MarvelTV.com, everybody, tonight. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.